So my first question to you, Brad, you know, in going back and reading when I first talked to you, reading our interview from March of last year when everything was just about to be shut down, so many unknowns and a lot of fear for that matter. Your biggest fear, though, you indicated, was for your employees. I think you said something about a single mother of three trying to support her entire family is not going to be able to do so because of the shutdown. So my question to you, these last 15 months, how has that affected your personnel?
Oh, the waitresses have been good for the, you know, most of them have been doing a great job and sticking with us, but a lot of them also taking advantage of the ones that quit, you know, show up for a week or a day or two and then quit and then get on unemployment. It's been tough. We have two cooks right now and schooners. Gebby's is fully staffed. We got a good crew over there, but been losing a lot of people to take advantage of unemployment.
And so is that going to be your next challenge, trying to get yourself fully staffed? Because I have to think, and this seems to be the sentiment, that there is going to be quite the rush. There's going to be quite the excitement for getting back out. Everything's going to be reopened, no restrictions whatsoever. So is that going to be, is that something that you foresee being a challenge as well, making sure that you're fully staffed to meet that kind of demand?
It's going to be impossible for us to be fully staffed until they get rid of unemployment. And business has been better than ever. It's been insanely busy. It's just that we have zero help.
So,
and the reason we don't have help is because of unemployment.
Right, right. And with that being the case, I mean,
so the governor's going to open up on, you know, but keep unemployment, which doesn't make sense.
Right, right. And so what does the what becomes your biggest task then? I mean, how do you circumvent that? How do you make sure that that doesn't hamper you any further? Are there things you can do even?
You know, like I was telling you earlier, I had a guy walk out on me today because he demanded money. And if he didn't get it, he was going to beat me up. So, I mean, you got people that are not qualified for the job that can't do it but are asking for more money because they see these people sitting at home. Well, this guy could be a great worker and, you know, get motivated and earn his way and move his way up, but doesn't want to do that because he can sit at home and play video games and get an unemployment check. So what I'm going to do is work every day like I have been doing, day and night, plus find time to do paperwork while these guys sit at home and do nothing. And then we get heavily taxed on it so that they can stay home.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
it's not really fair.
Right. And
it's every business. It's not just us. It's not just restaurants. It's every business. And if people don't see that, then I just don't I don't understand.
Right. You know, it's interesting, you know, having this conversation with you, because I talked to two other local restaurateurs and they were kind of, you know, I mean, they were basically excited. That was the biggest thing that I got out of their voices and out of their message. They're excited for this reopening. It sounds like you're a little bit, I don't want to say scared, but there are some reservations that you have about the whole thing because of what you're talking about with this challenge of unemployment. I mean, it sounds to me like more than anything, you feel like, boy, oh boy, I am not going to be able to offer the same service that people have come to know and love from my two places.
Yeah, that's a big one. Like, the customers are awesome. I love our customers. They are so patient with us and can't thank them enough. But yeah, no, it's more frustrating because, like you're saying, not you personally, but you're asking me the question of, is it going to be different on Friday? Well, no, it's not going to be any different because it really hasn't changed all that much. He's just making it harder for small businesses to do business. That's it. By that, I mean, it's already hard enough to run a restaurant or whatever small business you're doing. And then you put on top of it that you can stay home until September right now and make money. I know I keep going back to this, but that's the only thing there is to talk about. We have more jobs than ever out there to get, but nobody wants them. Or if they do, they apply for a job and don't show up. We tried to interview 47 people this week. Three of them showed up.
Oh, wow.
It's not because of the, oh, no, we're opening. We've been trying to open up the beer garden for 2 months now, and generally we would have, you know, 74 employees between two businesses. You know, we still have a lot of employees. We employ a lot of people.
Right.
And it's sad that we can't pay people to do a job because the government's paying them to sit home. Why isn't it that you give them $300 to go to work?
Yeah.
If it's okay for us to be at work, then, I mean, it just has to end sometime.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's a common refrain. I mean, like you said, it's not just the restaurant business. It's hitting retail. It's hitting
everywhere.
I was
you name it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was talking to a trucking company about a month or so ago, and they said, you know, expect your prices to hike. Expect there to be a huge jump in all your goods that you buy that are used to being cheaper because we just simply don't have the staff to meet the demand to transport whatever it is around the country. So I mean, like you, to your point, it's hitting everybody. It truly is.
It is, and people need to wake up before it's too late, because I mean, everybody holds on, and I mean, it's like, okay, it's great money and I can work myself to death and we'll be okay, but I just don't understand how we're going to sustain paying everybody to stay home as a country or a state.
Are there any policies, or is there anything that you've done over the last 15 months that COVID kind of prompted you to do that is going to stick in place post-COVID?
Yeah, kind of like, you know, keeping the distance from each other has been our number one the whole time. You know, waitresses not hanging out in the kitchen like we used to and shoot the breeze and whatever. You know, it's keeping everybody a little bit separated. And then after work, you know, you go to the next place and then you can sit at a table together.
Right.
But, you know, no, not really. I think, we're going to just keep on keeping the cleanest restaurant we can and keep serving the best food we can. And when the governor or whoever tells us what rules we have to follow, we're going to do the best we can and keep going and keep doing our thing, because we're focused on ourselves, not about what everybody else is doing. But we feel for everybody else, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, it's a fraternity. I mean, you know, you're I know in a town this size, you know, like you said, you're worried about your own self. You're looking out for number one. But you definitely have that empathy because you know what some of these other places are going through.
Oh, absolutely. I try to go out to eat everywhere I go. I keep it local with everything I do. But, yeah, at some point, this unemployment has to stop, and people need to open their eyes.
Well, my last question to you, I mean, I know that you said that Friday's really not going to change anything for you. You're just going to kind of keep on keeping on as much as you possibly can. Are you planning any sort of full reopening celebration, anything like that, to kind of commemorate the end of this whole thing?
No, because to me it doesn't really feel like the end. I mean, I've never stopped. We've been working the whole time. Nothing's really changed from day one. And I'm not saying, I mean, it's been crazy. My dad got it. My dad almost, COVID almost got him, but he, you know, he made it out of it. I had a lot of good friends, a couple good friends pass away. And that was really tough. But, it just seems like it's been the same the whole time. Besides people coming inside and then not being able to come inside, but like, we've never stopped working, but to keep everybody going, nobody appreciates the people who stick with it. They only appreciate the people, I guess, who stay home and do nothing to contribute to society.